I was just dozing. Are you okay? You can't sleep. Okay, come here. You can lay on my lap and we'll just talk until you fall asleep, okay? Okay, are you comfortable? So cozy. Did you want me to make you a cup of tea, or should we just stay here? All right, I won't go anywhere. Don't worry. So why can't you sleep? No, it's okay. You don't need to tell me. I was having a bit of trouble sleeping too. You know, just. Just like normal anxiety stuff, but that's normal. You know, kind of prone to those little bouts of insomnia sometimes. That's alright, because I'm gonna get these moments like this where we're both awake in the middle of the night and I get to see you all cute and sleepy laying on my lap. No need to be shy. I love when we get to do this. It's okay, just lay there and I'll talk to you, baby. I'll talk to you about all the things I love about you. Well, I'll run my fingers through your beautiful hair and, well, they're closed now, but your gorgeous eyes and, oh, baby, I love the beautiful look in your eyes when you get excited or you see something that you love and don't think I haven't noticed. I see those eyes light up every time you look at me. And I'd imagine mine do the same, too. I love your beautiful hands. I love playing with your hair. You look so happy. Just so lovely. And, well, I'm trying to continue. I know we've talked about this before, but someday I want to marry you. And thinking about all the things we do. Just waking up with you here every morning. And every night that one of us can't sleep, we can lay on the other person's lap and listen to them talk. To until we start dreaming again. And in the morning, I'd make you some coffee or some tea. And, you know, I've tried to be better about watching the news in the morning, just to be a little more educated, and you can stick me to my promise, and then you can go off, go to school, go to work, and then the whole day I'll just be able to think about you. Every time I look at my hand, I'll see the ring that you put there. And when we get home, I'd cook you dinner. Maybe try that new recipe I've been wanting to do. And, you know, like, if I stick to my convictions, maybe I'll actually try being vegan this time. And just so many things I just imagine one day being able to marry you and maybe having a beach wedding or maybe, well, I don't know, really. You know, I like the idea of a small ceremony, but I love those huge, beautiful churches. And I think you would just look so beautiful, the light shining on your face through those big stained glass windows. Or if you want, we could elope with each other and get married on a beach somewhere in the Bahamas, or maybe we could just have a beach wedding in Hawaii or something like that. I don't know. Any place where I would be marrying you. It would just be so beautiful because you're in there. It would just mean something no matter where it was. And then, well, of course, I know. I know we've already thought about saving up for a big trip, but maybe a honeymoon too. I don't know, would we go somewhere lovely but basic, like Hawaii, or we could go somewhere fun and exciting, like Spain, or bustling city like Chicago, or maybe we can go in upstate New York somewhere and just sit with each other amongst the trees. Listen to the sound of nature while we just enjoy each other's company. Though I will say, I would love to go to Hawaii. I know I've mentioned it a few times. But I really want to go with you, but just to see the sun shine in your hair. Be so incredible. But I don't really care where we go. Any place would be incredible with you. And maybe tonight, maybe if you're lucky, well, if we're lucky, we could dream of that. That beautiful wedding, dream of that beautiful honeymoon, and think about, well, you know, I love a good dress. Maybe You could dream about me walking to you in that big white dress, or maybe it could be like a tight mermaid style. I don't know. Oh, and you just look so handsome. So pretty. And, on the honeymoon, just... Well, I would just want to spend time with you. I think that would be the best thing I could ever get. And I'd want to lay you down and worship you and love every inch of you. I'd love to be with you, to make love with you, to, like I said, sleep next to you every day and every night for the rest of my life. I think that just sounds splendid. And, you know, maybe we could have kids, but if you don't want to, we could always get a cat or a dog, though they're a little less self-sufficient. But no matter what you do, I'd be down for the ride. I think I kind of love the idea of carrying your children, I guess. But whatever you want, baby. Whatever you want, I'm always willing to meet you in the middle. That's another thing I love so much about you. You're always willing to compromise with me. And, you know, well, I can be kind of stubborn, but you're patient enough to make me notice that. And just... I just love that so much. So, tonight when you dream, I want it to be maybe us in a hotel room. Maybe we just went out for a nice dinner and we're sitting in the room drinking wine or having tea and just enjoying each other, not even talking, just sitting with each other. And there are the big windows, they're floor-to-ceiling windows, and we could just sit on the bed together and watch the sunset, have our favorite movie on the TV, and just sit there. And maybe you could dream of me in the white dress with you, or maybe even just us going to the grocery store. Just all those little pieces of life that we'll have with each other. All those happy little things. And, you know, I would love that every time I'm I met her, I always forget half the things I want to get. And you could help me. Remind me to buy onions. Which I have to do tomorrow. Or even just... I'm not sure. Maybe something... Something funny. Like... Well, instead of... burning the food every time I... try and cook it in the oven, you could dream that I open the oven and it's magically a car. Just something that would make you smile, something that would make you happy. Or you could, not dream at all. Could sleep through the night and wake up in the morning in my arms. And I hope when you wake up, you think about how blessed I am. To open my eyes and see you there every morning. And I know, well, I hope when you wake up you feel the same. And I can't wait to wake up tomorrow and see your tousled hair and your grimy eyes. I'm just... you have this adorable little glow in the morning. And you always look just a little bit younger when you're sleeping. It's just adorable. All those thoughtful lines in your face go away. And so... peaceful to see you in there. The light streaming through the window. No, but maybe tomorrow you'll wake up before I do and I won't get to see it. But that's okay. You'll get to watch me. Funny dream, like we're going pumpkin picking and I don't know, some TV show character shows up, I don't know, Chris Pratt maybe. Chris Pratt can walk with us through a pumpkin patch and help us pick a good pumpkin for our front yard. That would make you happy. How do you sleep yet, baby? I hope you are. I think I've run out of things to say. Oh, I could go on about you for a thousand words, a thousand years. On your face.